It's hour four of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. Hey, everybody. During this hour, we've got sets of three songs by each artist. I don't know why, no particular reason. Just sort of felt like it. We'll start things off. Three Sides by Little Walter.
Up kid, and I love to dance like this. Well, I love to rock and roll because it satisfies my soul. Well, I love to jump and shout, and it really knocked me out. Give me music with a beat, it knocked me off my feet. I don't care what you heard. This is a crazy mixed up world, crazy mixed up world, crazy mixed up world, crazy mixed up world. I'm in a crazy mixed up world. Down inside, beats begin to fly. My heart go bump, bump, bump. Music make me jump, jump, jump. I can't control myself no more. Music got me on a go. Well, if I'm crazy, ain't you heard? I'm in a crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. Crazy mixed up world. headaches over myself. My love has gone away from me. Baby, please come on back home to me.
Happy mama, you know it ain't no. pride.
Hey, there's Sunnyland Slim, and a record I don't believe I've ever played on the program before. I don't think I've ever heard it. This was on the Club 51 label, and it features Lewis Myers and Lefty Bates. Lefty Bates on guitar here. It rounds out our set. Let's go to the top, and we'll work our way through them. We listened to two artists. We listened to Three by Little Walter, and we listened to Three by Sunnyland Slim. First, Little Walter from March 1957 in the classic lineup of Robert Jr. Lockwood, Luther Tucker guitars, Fred Below drums. They threw Willie Dixon in on bass. And Shake Dancer, classic instrumental by Little Walter. Then, Crazy Mixed Up World, February 1959. By this point, Robert Jr. had moved on. It was Luther Tucker and Freddie Robinson on the guitars, and George Hunter on the drums, and Willie Dixon on bass. And for the last recording by Little Walter, we went to August 1959, Blue and Lonesome. And once again, it's Luther Tucker and Freddie Robinson on guitars. This time it's George Hunter on drums, but no Willie Dixon on bass. Those were the three by Little Walter. Then, pardon me, that's my radio training. Then we listened to Three by Sunnyland Slim, a 1954 recording of Going Back to Memphis, not to be confused with the J.O.B. sides that I like a little better because they feature S.P. Leary on the drums. He's really kicking ass on those. This is a good one, too, from 1954. Also from 1954, Sunnyland Slim and That Woman. And we wrapped it up with Sad and Lonesome. Again, that was the one with Lewis Myers and Lefty Bates on guitars from 1955. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. We're busy exploring post-war gold here. Just at random, I just picked three sides by a handful of artists. I figure we play 18 songs per hour on an average, and if we play three by each artist, we'll have time for six artists. Let's see how that works out. Up next, our set starts with Three by Elmore.
why she is. Yes, I got a baby, but I don't know why she is. You got on your mind. Please tell me, baby, what you got on your mind.
Pretty mama, don't start fooling around. I get awful evil now when my love comes down. I get evil, ooh, evil. Well, I get evil, baby, when my love comes down. When I come home, think I'm doing well. Keep me from being in trouble. You just start to raise in hell now. And makes me evil. Ooh, Lord, so evil. Yes, I get evil, baby, when my love comes down. Told him that you love me, but that was from the start. Now, ever since we've been together, you just keep on breaking my heart. Now, that makes me evil. Ooh, Lord, so evil. like it evil, baby, when my love comes down. You better wake up, pretty mama, 'cause you can never tell. Now I may start out swinging, 'cause I ain't doing so well now. You see, I'm evil. Ooh, Lord, so evil. Yes, I get evil, baby, when my love comes down. And thinking, Lord, what am I gonna do? Been thinking and thinking, Lord, what am I gonna do? I'm always dreaming, and won't none of my dreams come true. Did you ever love someone, and that someone didn't love you? Ever love someone, and that someone didn't love you? Now you just tell me what you've done, and I can do that too. I ain't gonna cry, baby, and I ain't gonna lose a tear. I ain't gonna cry, baby, and I ain't gonna lose a tear. I haven't done any crying for all these lonely. Goodbye, goodbye, baby, fare you well, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, baby, fare you well, goodbye. I can't learn to love you, and it ain't no need to try. Hold that train, baby. Lord, and let Sweet Papa get on board. Hold that train. Lord, and let Sweet Papa get on board. My home ain't here. It's way on down the road. Everything's so bad, I just can't live in this old town. Everything's so bad, I just won't live in this old town. I don't know nobody that's gonna have me hanging around. train was rolling, I could hear that whistle blow. Train was rolling, I could hear that whistle blow. I ain't gonna leave you, and I ain't gonna see you go. I know you're leaving, that's why you see me blue. I know you're leaving, that's why you see me blue. I ain't got nothing but memories of you.
Hey, there's a bluesman that we have not played very often, a guy named Gabriel Brown. He's originally out of Florida, and so that leaves him in sort of an awkward, I don't know, position in terms of the school of blues that he might belong to. As I say, he came out of Florida, he went up the eastern seaboard, and basically during the war years, he was sort of taken under the wing of the 1930s leftists, a lot of the liberal contingent that was paying attention to black culture at that point. The guy who put him out is Bruce Baston reissued these. Originally, they were done by Joe Davis back in the, I don't know, it was the late 30s and the early 1940s, and he did a lot of other people. But Gabriel Brown, to the best of my knowledge, is one of the few country blues artists that he managed to put out. When Bruce Baston originally issued these, I believe that there were two LPs, which I have somewhere on the shelves, and then I happened to come across a single CD, and I think everything that's on the CD was on both LPs combined together. Besides, we listened to I Get Evil When My Love Comes Down from 1943. Also, Bad Luck from August 1943. And Hold That Train from May of 1943. Before Gabriel Brown, we listened to Elmore James and his band. This is great stuff from the early 1950s. Can't Stop Loving from April 1953, Elmore guitar and vocal, Little Johnny Jones piano. Let's see, Odie Payne on drums. It was Ransom Nolan on bass and J.T. Brown on sax. And then that same lineup for the other recording from that same session, Hawaiian Boogie Part 2, also from April 1953. We wrapped up the Elmore sides with Quarter Past Nine from April of 1954. Three by Elmore James, three by Gabriel Brown. That's basically what we're doing here for no particular reason. I just couldn't think of anything in particular that I wanted to do. Here's an artist from the West Coast, Ray Agee. And I remember, it's been some time ago now, I asked Dick Sherman if he had recordings by Ray Agee, because I really couldn't find anything. And he burned me something just around 80 sides by Ray Agee, burned CDs for me, and I've been using these ever since. We're going to do a set by Ray Agee, and the first one is from 1951. You might recognize it, Black Knight Is Gone.
She can't go on without me, although we had to part. She's coming home to stay, I can see the light of day. Black night is gone, I don't have to be alone. When we're together in a happy home, my share of troubles, I've been in misery. Baby's coming home to set my poor heart free. Black night is gone, I don't have to be alone. In a happy home, walking in my sleep, I've got my love for keep. Right here by my side, that's why I'm satisfied. Black night is gone, I don't have to be together in a happy home.
Wabaloo, 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 wabaloo. Wabaloo, wabaloo.
It only takes two to do the wabaloo. You gotta do the wabaloo if you want my love. You gotta do the wabaloo if you want my love. Rocks it on.
Then you wobble out, like the wobbaloo, cause it knocks me out. Do the wobble up, then you wobble down. The wobbaloo, the craziest dance in town. It only takes two to do the wobbaloo.
Cause it all take two
to do the wobbaloo. Jealousy. Here lies love, and a grief caused by jealousy. From the beginning to the end, it was a bad situation. From the beginning to the end, baby, you killed my love. Now the undertaker is your friend.
Dream queen.
Dream queen. Dream.
She's my dream. Now low down, Monte Willow. Now low down. Now low down, Monte Willow will. Now hold it now.
The morning blues, man. Got the blues so bad I can hardly keep from crying. That's why I'm mourning so long. Yeah, yeah, me mourning. Oh, yeah, me mourning. Now God knows I ain't be. Now hold on, I ain't be.
Said we were doing sets of threes, right? So we gave Ray Agee 4 and John Lee Hooker 2. But hey, it wouldn't be blues before sunrise if there wasn't something screwing up. Don't let me do your books. You'll know better. Ray Agee, let's see. We had Black Knight Is Gone from 1951. Then a dance I think he must have invented himself called the Wobbaloo from July of 1955. We have one he did under a pseudonym. He was known as Mr. Undertaker, and the name of his record was Here Lies My Love from 1956. And then we listened to Ray Agee and a female quartet with Dream Queen from 1956. Coupled by John Lee Hooker were early December 1948, the Stomp Boogie, and then from August 1949, John Lee Hooker's second mode, which was the slow moaning thing called Moaning Blues. Well, this has been hour number 4, Blues Before Sunrise. We've been down in the alley doing 3 takes from each artist. We are going to pause and identify the station, and then we'll be back with hour number 5, including the Soul Breakfast. Hey, here's a, you know, I have those out themes, right? I play that one by Jeff Levine. And do Ry Cooter to fill up, you know, a couple of odd minutes or two at the end of the hour. If you've been a longtime listener, you may remember this before, but this is a motion picture soundtrack movie called The Hot Spot. And it's unique because it teams John Lee Hooker and Miles Davis together. Let's see if I can find a date on this, or if I can read it. 1990. All right. And this is the track, one of the tracks that they're on together. It's called Coming to Town, and it'll take us up to station ID.